We are here ready for Rishon Messianic Bible Club, and we are going to go over some things today. But I listened to last night's message this morning, and the Lord was speaking loud and clear. I hope that more people go back and listen to last night's message, because God is trying to really warn his people of what they should have their hope in. Because the days of deception and delusion and false hope are amongst us. And the day of, I don't know how this thing's going to pan out. Because December 14th, they was already supposed to say who the president is, but that still got to go to court till January. Oh, wow. And so, even though the crazy guy's going around saying he's president-elect, the American people and the courts are saying, hey, you're not elect until we figure out how you cheated.
Really?
So, we are still there. And I forgot to explain something to you last night, Pastor Ben, so... Yeah. I'll explain that to you when we get off. That's one of those top secret CIA things. I'm not going to mention that on air. But what I do want you guys to know is that the setup for tribulation is right before us, and God wants us to be aware of the time and dates that we're living in, so that we are really focused and praying and building ourselves up and praying for our neighbors and preaching the gospel and doing the things we're supposed to do, and not getting caught up in the drama of what's going on. I saw this morning, and I'm going to say this and then pray in. I saw this morning, it said... after 11 days of tracking, they've discovered that 113,000 people have, in California, have tested positive for the coronavirus. And then they got the amount of people that have died in the last 11 days. And I'm looking at this like, okay, so... where's the proof of all of this?
How many people did they say died?
Thousands, Pastor Dan. So, I'm just saying, what they're saying on the news has to be taken by the world as fact, you know? So you just read, and I'm like, they just published this stuff on television like it's 100% fact.
Yeah.
We've counted them. We got the bodies outside. If anybody wants to count the bodies with us, we can, you know. But, you know, and then they when the news cast started, it says the hospitals are being flooded right now. Mm. They're under siege. Yeah. The hospitals are so packed, they're under siege. I can go to the hospital right now and walk up in there.
Yep. I know.
Go on every floor still empty. But if the media says it's happening. But like I said, this is a Psalms 120. Father God, deliver us from this incredible lie,
yes,
that they have perpetrated on the whole world.
Yes.
And watch over our brothers and sisters and have them ready for the rapture so you can take us out of here and begin this cleanup, because this world needs a cleanup. This is a spiritual war.
Yes.
And the Lord was like, I want you to listen to last night's message because I want you to hear what I had to say.
Right.
Because I was having trouble getting the message together yesterday, but God led me, this is what I want to talk about. He did not want to talk about that the rapture did not happen. The Lord wanted to tell the people of God that you're living in an unprecedented time.
Yes.
things have happened in front of your eyes that should have wakened you up.
Yep.
Yet many of us, many Christians, have not come to the understanding of where you're at in history. And if we did, we would understand what's about to happen, and we wouldn't get caught up in this Holocaust time that's about to, because it is an equivalent to a Holocaust. We don't know that, it doesn't appear to us that millions of people are about to die.
Right.
But, you know, Kristallnacht in 1938 should have been a warning to all of all the Jews that were living in Germany at the time that something incredible is gone wrong and we need to get out of here, okay? Amen. But they say, man, what man learns from history is that man learns nothing from history.
That's pretty good.
And that is about where we're at right now. Well, anyway, let's pray in. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer in Hebrew. Hatzilani min hara means more to us today than ever before.
Yeah.
It means rapture us out of evil. Avanu shaba shabaim yit kadeshim ha. Telvo melhutecha yi adserot sanacha. Be aretz ke asher ne asa beshamaim. Ten lanu hayom lechem hukenu. Usilach lanu et ashmitenu. Ke asher selechem anaknu le asher ashmilanu. Vi al tevienu lode masa. Keim hadzilanu min hara. Kilecha hamamlecha vehagivora vehatif eret leolame leolamim. Amen. Be Hashem Yeshua HaMashiach anaknu tefilim. And Bonalek, let's get started. Now,
we got the shout out.
Yeah, I got this big shout out because Deborah Arterbury, which I probably jack up her name every time, and she's still my friend. Okay. But no, it's Arterbury. Deborah Arterburn, she sent me and Pastor Ben Christmas cards. Okay. We wish you all a blessed Christmas. Hope we're in the cloud party soon. Me too. Praise God. And I'm thankful that you're looking forward to the cloud party and you're ready for Christ coming, because that is the next move of God against this lie. So now, and I want to show this beautiful card.
Beautiful.
Now, let me see. Wait a minute. Yeah, this was mine. That's Pastor Sandy's card.
Yeah.
And then here's one that's just as beautiful. That's Pastor Ben's card.
Yeah.
And the Lord knows just what you need when you need it. I almost start crying when I got my card. I opened my card. I was like, ah, Lord, you knew. Because thank you for your gift as well, Deborah. God bless you in Jesus' name. And I hope that everything is going well for them. Where are they at? They're in, is that Virginia? Yep, it's got to be. No, they're in Wichita, Kansas. Valley Center, Kansas. They're in Kansas. Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much. And I got my bookmarker, too. So I'm going to try and enjoy as much Christmas time as possible, because I really love the season. I love the lights and the Nat King Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Not quite Christmas without Nat King Cole, huh?
It's no Christmas without Nat King Cole. So, yeah, I enjoy it quite a bit. And some people, Christians, will go, Pastor Sandy, you know it's a pagan holiday and that it's really a Babylonian, they're worshiping December 25th. And I did a great study on that. It's in our thing.
Sure did.
So you can realize who Saint Nicholas was.
Yeah.
Really wasn't that bad of a guy. You know, if the Catholic Church kick you out for preaching the Trinity and then tell you now you're no longer allowed to give gifts to children, and you have to sneak and do it, which is where you get the custom from, right?
Right.
And you have to sneak and do it. Now, creating him and making a Santa Claus and all that stuff, I'm not all into all that.
Right.
But he was actually a real person that opposed the Catholic Church at the time and was preaching that the Trinity was true.
Right.
And then because they kicked him out for that, they told him, now you can't do your little gift giving that you do for the kids anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he became kicked out of the whole Catholic thing there. But I never believed that Jesus was born on December 25th anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it's a possibility he was conceived on December 25th, and I believe 9 months later was Tabernacles.
Yeah.
And he tabernacled amongst us. So someone asked the question, do you think that Jesus was born on the 4th of Hanukkah? I do not believe that, but I realize that Hanukkah was a celebration of the tabernacle that the Feast of Tabernacles that they missed.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was a beautiful understanding, but that the question that he asked, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But man, let's get started.
Ready for the shout outs now?
Yeah, give me some shout outs, Pastor Ben.
Amen.
Who's with us today?
Shalom from Fort Lauderdale, Germany.
Apple Valley, California. Hey, Apple Valley.
Texas.
Yes.
Burlington, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Worth, Texas. Sweden.
Yes.
Hamburg, Germany.
Uh-huh.
Eagle Point, Oregon. Bedford, Texas. Ohio. St. Augustine, Florida.
Wow.
Fort Worth, Texas. Toledo, Ohio. My home.
Wow.
Cape Town, South Africa. Australia. East Virginia. East Virginia, right.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana. Melbourne. Australia. Japan. San Francisco. Maryville, Kentucky. London. St. Pete, Florida. Oh, y'all going too fast.
Wow.
Man, they're coming in. Happy Valley, Oregon. Richmond, Virginia.
Stand ready.
North Carolina. Longwood, Florida.
Hallelujah.
Clinton Beach.
Hallelujah.
City over to
yeah, right next to us.
St. Augustine, Florida. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Fairmount, West Virginia. Downington, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Aspers, Pennsylvania. Jersey City checking in.
All right.
Miami, Florida. Georgia. Colorado Springs. Muskegon, Michigan.
Hallelujah.
Hold on. There's a bunch more. Jersey City, New York. And Oaks and Santa. Okay. Spring, Texas. Denmark.
Denmark. Texas, and then we flew right to Denmark.
San Diego, California.
Hallelujah.
Chicago, Chi-Town.
Amen.
And Jacques, Florida, J-A-X.
Jacksonville.
Okay, Jacksonville.
Florida. I'm a Florida boy. That's Jacksonville.
You might know that.
Uh-huh.
San Antonio, Texas. Fort Worth, Texas. Okay, Pastor, here's our favorite one.
Uh-huh. What's our favorite one?
Namibia. And they have told us several times how to pronounce that.
Namibia.
Broke it down to us.
Namibia.
Right. That's the place. Los Angeles, Wisconsin, Sanford, North Carolina, Germany, Tulsa,
yeah.
Alabama, Sparks, Nevada, Mumbai.
Mumbai.
Hugs and howdy neighbors from Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Manchester, United Kingdom. Rockford, Ohio. I've never heard of Rockford.
Wow.
Rockford. Arlington, Texas. Dallas, Texas. Connecticut. London.
Where are my Colorado people? Nebraska people, Nebraska, the big red city,
Maryland, U.S. of A., Colorado,
Maryland,
Detroit, Michigan, Chi-Town.
All right.
And last but not least, Spring, Texas. Shalom, everybody.
Shalom, everyone. Shalom. Welcome to Messianic Bible College, and here we are in the, or well, we're now the Bible Club. College was over with, but you can still do that online
if you
would love to, because it's all free, and you can either get the material sent to you, physical material, or you can get it emailed to you, either way, but you can definitely go through those courses, which I think everybody should go through those 17 studies that God gave me to give to the world, so that you can understand you can understand the Bible better.
Yeah.
When you, I believe that when you ignore God's language, you're ignoring getting to know the real person.
Yes.
You're ignoring his culture, you're ignoring his language, you're ignoring how he put the Bible together.
Yeah.
You have no idea why Revelation has 22 chapters. You have no idea why the book has 66 books, because you don't know the Hebrew letters, and then so you're a lot's passing you by, and then the Bible can become stories instead of a book that an author put together so that you can understand better what he's doing.
Amen.
I am.
Excuse me, Pastor Sandy. With that paperwork, there's also 44 videos.
Right.
Of each class.
Yes. So all the classes are online. So you can go online and you can go through each class and get full instruction through each class.
Yes.
You can even look at the test.
Yes.
And pass the test.
Right?
Yep. We realize that we can really no longer give it out on YouTube, because you can always just look at the test and go, okay, here's all the answers, because we did that.
Yeah, we did.
So, which proves that, you know, we really want people to know. We're not trying to hide anything.
Amen.
Okay. Where are we at? This is what everyone wants to know. Like, there was no rapture on the 4th of Hanukkah. And where are we at now as far as the rapture is concerned?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself deeply, and I came up with, I don't know. Because I really am understanding something about God, and is that God is not locked in to all of our numbers, dates, mohadims, times, charts. And this is what the Lord is saying. He's because the Lord want me to know everything that you've studied is absolutely 100% correct, but it doesn't make me have to act. It doesn't make me have to do something because the numbers are right.
Wow.
And so God had to remind me, you know I'm sovereign, right? I was like, no, I got you under my control. And when I do a chart, you had to stick with my chart. No, I'm not. He says there are some certain things, and things are under certain timing. I told you that the year is non-negotiable, that the 120th year is a year of judgment. I've told you that, and that is true.
Yes.
But when I decide to do what I decide to do will be when I decide to do what I decide to do. And so, you know.
Can't make it much clearer than that.
I felt like a little kid looking at his daddy going, yes, sir. Yes. Okay, now I understand. Because I'm telling you right now, someone will say, who has studied raptures harder than anyone else in the world, and I will have to raise my hand and go.
One of them, yeah.
Dan Mattson would probably have to be raising his hand, and quite a few other people who are watchers. But I'm telling you, and nobody's come up with better charts than Dan Mattson. I've come up with dates that are biblical and everything, but nobody has ever come up with numerical values and charts the way Dan Mattson is. But you know what? I think God has probably had the same message, talk with Dan, and said, you know what? I just want you to know, no matter how beautiful your charts and your dates are, I'm sovereign, and I'm going to do this when I'm ready. But I'm letting you know the 120th year is a year of judgment, okay? And that is not going to change. So,
wow.
Now, here, let's look at the board for a minute, because this is where we've been, okay? I fast for 40 days, I mean, not 40 days, for a week, and the Lord says, at the end of my fast, the Lord says, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. That's all. You fast for 40 days, and you say, Lord, what do you want me to do? It's almost 2017. What do you want me to do? I pray, and he says, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. So I look at the days of Noah, and I see Noah received a command from God. He was 480 years old at the time. When he turned 600, the 120 years that God told him that the judgment was coming had passed. So Noah was 600. It was 120 years since he had got the call. And on the 17th of Heshvan, the waters burst open and the flood began. Okay? So I'm saying, well, let's look at this and see how that chart lines up with today. Because 6,000 years ended 2017, completely documented. Any PhD guy or doctor want to look at my account, you're more than happy to send it to you. Then we said also the 6,000th year was 120th Jubilee. So 50 times 120, 6,000. So that was the 120th Jubilee in 2017. Now, let me tell you something. I know God is sovereign, but I know that Jubilees are locked in.
Yeah.
So I was expecting in 2017 for Jerusalem to be claimed to the Jews. It had to be because it was in 1917 and it was in 1967. So I knew in 2017, Jerusalem would belong to the Jews. But I thought the rapture would happen, then the Lord will establish Jerusalem as belonging to the Jews.
Right.
But no, Donald Trump announced Jerusalem belonged to the Jews in 2017, completely different from what I thought God would do, but God is sovereign. But he was locked into the fact that Jerusalem has to be declared belonging to the Jews in the 120th Jubilee. So I'm saying we're in the 6,000th year, we're in the 120th Jubilee, 17th of Heshvan, something should happen. 2017, nothing happened. So we go, okay, we realize now we're in the 120th year since 1900, and we're following a prophetic pattern in the book of Psalms that's giving you year by year for the last 120th year, 20 years, what would happen. So now we know we're in the 120th year. 17th of Heshvan passes again. And then God gives us this incredible revelation that 40 days after the 17th of Heshvan happens to be the fourth day of Hanukkah. So we're like, wow, okay, so maybe it's going to happen on Hanukkah. Nothing happens. God is sovereign. So all of this stuff has happened. We're in the 6,000th year. We're past the 120th Jubilee. We're now on the 120th year. Heshvan has passed. Hanukkah has passed. The 120th year, we're still in it. Pentecost rapture is gone. For the 120th year. Rosh Hashanah rapture is gone, okay? What remains in the world to tell us that we're living in the last days? The big lie, COVID-19 worldwide, huge lie, is letting us know, no matter if none of these dates have come true for you, you've got to deal with this. The whole world is in trouble right now.
Yeah.
In the 120th year. And so in this 120th year, now there are people that are saying, well, maybe it was going to be on the eighth day of Hanukkah. I pray it is going to be on the eighth day of Hanukkah. But I'm understanding enough to understand this. The day and time that we're living in is going to cause God to act, because Satan is pushing the church against the wall.
Yes.
And so God is going to have to act sooner or later, because if we start getting forced vaccinations and all this stuff, then the church is in quite a bit of trouble. Well, they've already been told us that people can't have church. They can't close your doors, wear your mask, no singing in church, blah, blah, blah. And so we're living in a time that is unprecedented in the world. Now they're coming up with vaccines, and they're even though people don't want to believe that they would put anything bad, someone said, oh, my friends took the vaccine and they're just fine. Okay, that's good for you. God bless you. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that are going to take the mark in the tribulation. And you know what? They're going to live after they take the mark. But God says, when it all comes down, everyone that took the mark boils, sores and boils broke out on their skin because of the mark that they had taken. Okay, so can you take the vaccine and still, I mean, you might get Bell palsy and your face paralyzed for a little while, or you might have a positive HIV test or whatever, how the vaccine affects you. But for absolute sure, you can take it and still live. Now, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I'm not taking it. Okay. So I'm like, and the reason that I'm not taking it is because I don't know what's in it, and they don't know what's in it. Or I don't know what's in it, and all of the doctors do know what's in it, and some doctors are telling us what's in it, but still people are going to take it because they might give you $1,500 to take it. Yeah. They might, you know, and people want to get back to normal, or what they consider to be a normal lifestyle, okay? And so our desperate need to get back to a normal lifestyle and ignore the Bible is going to override our common sense of the time and date that we're living in. Yeah. The time and date you're living in is you're past the 6,000th year. You're past the 120th Jubilee. You're on the 120th year of the Book of Psalms, which says, Father, rapture us away from lies, because we are being lied to, and the world is being put in this grip of fear over a pandemic that is really the flu.
Yeah.
And but the whole world is gripped because they're saying,
yeah,
Good Morning America, 113,000 people tested positive in just the last 11 days, and how many people they said that died from it, like 13,000 something have died in the last 11 days. And I'm like, it's television, and if it says it on the news, it's true. Okay? And I've been saying that since the beginning. But let's all make sure we look back and see what God is saying. And what was the Lord telling us last night? He said, I want to remind you of Kristallnacht. Kristallnacht was a day on 9/11. Someone said in Germany, November is 9/11. It's not 11/9. It's 9/11. So in America, it's 9/11 in September. So he's letting me know, look, it was 9/11. So Kristallnacht happens. This whole big crazy thing happens. And they tear up all these Jewish businesses. They tear down all of these Jewish synagogues. They put 30,000 Jews in a concentration camp. And the rest of the Jews that are in Germany did not see that as being a big enough warning to everybody, let's get out of here. And Hitler was already in place as chancellor.
Yeah.
And was already conjuring up a bunch of lies about Jewish people living in Germany.
Amen.
So what is the difference between what was going on then and what is going on now? Because in our face is the World Organization 2020-060606 registered patent from Microsoft Technology to make sure that we have cryptocurrency system in our bodily activity. Mm-hmm. We're going to ignore that, okay? We're going to ignore that they've re-implemented the shutdown. We're going to ignore all this. Even in the after in the 120th year, past the Jubilee, all of this stuff, We're ignoring every sign. And so what's the difference between us and the people that were living in Germany that experienced Kristallnacht? There's none. Which means what? What has man learned from history? That man learns nothing from history. Okay, so I want us to go to the book of Revelation. And we're going to be in, because there's some good news here. There's good news for people that go through the tribulation. And there's good news for people who leave before the tribulation starts.
Yeah.
Okay? Because a lot of people want to know, well, after the church is raptured, is everybody just doomed? And the answer is no. There are going to be a lot of people that say no thank you to Satan. A lot of people being beheaded, being murdered, being... A lot of people are going to see the reality that Satan is real during the tribulation and are going to reject the system. They could have done it before. They could have done it before the rapture happened, but it's still good to know that people are going to wake up and say, I'm not taking the mark. I'll be beheaded before I take the mark. There's still going to be a lot of people that are going to say, I'm not taking your name and I'm not worshiping the beast because I now believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This is all going to happen during that tribulation period. And so we have to understand, we should be telling people what's about to happen. Why? So that they know when the rapture happened, what really happened.
Yeah.
So that the delusion that the aliens came and took the Christians... It remains a lie and a delusion, because it's not, they will know that that's not true.
Right.
You'll say, come here, let me, I'm going to show you something. Pastor Sandy left me before he left. And a lot of people left. They said they were going to say this.
Yeah.
Ain't no such thing as Martians. Take it, human beings. But that's coming, okay? Yeah. The delusion is coming. Let's read here. Because I want to set this up for you, that in Revelation chapter 4, I'll give you a kind of a synopsis of this. Revelation chapter 4, which is the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, because there's 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. So in the Dalit chapter, which stands for the door, we have, after this I looked and before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet, said, come up here and I will show you what must take place after this. After the church things, meditata, after the church things, I'm going to show you what's going to take place after the church is gone.
Yes.
But I'm going to show you where the church is. So when they're in heaven, he says, I saw seven lamps blazing standing on a sea of glass. So the church is now in heaven, standing on a sea of glass, which means an ocean of peace.
Yes.
And so the church is in heaven, we're at peace, and everyone is in heaven. The crowning ceremony begins. Everything, we're in heaven, we're high-fiving, we're congratulating, the righteous are congratulating the righteous, and we are there, okay? This is reality, okay? You want to say reality is what they're doing or what you're showing it on TV, but let me tell you, this is reality. Reality was not things are going to get back to normal. Reality was that Holocaust was coming.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you what's coming after we leave, okay? Now, in chapter 5, the church is all in heaven. And a scroll is given to Jesus Christ, because he's the only one who can take the seals off the scroll, because he's the only one who has paid the price for earth and the redemption of earth and the redemption of man. And so now this scroll is there. It's in heaven. Jesus begins to take the seals off. This is why people are in trouble who start preaching to the body of Christ that we're already on the sixth seal.
That's crazy.
Because you're preaching against. See, being a false prophet is not saying, like, you know, we got some watchmen, and every week they come up with a new date, right? And some of them, I'm like, dude, I can't go with you, you know? Like, after this date, somebody's going to come up with a new date, and then a new date, and a new date. Now, that does not make you a false prophet. That makes you a watchman, and you were wrong.
Right.
Okay? What makes you a false prophet is the Bible says there's only one way to the heaven is Jesus Christ, and you tell somebody there's another way to heaven other than Jesus Christ. You're a false prophet.
That's right.
The Bible says all scripture is given by God, and you're out preaching that Paul's gospels aren't true. You're a false prophet.
Yep.
When you speak against the word of God, now you become a false prophet. Okay.
Amen.
So we're coming to the time where now Jesus is in heaven. He's about to open the six seals. And when he opens the six seals in Revelation chapter 6, it says, I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. And I heard one of the four living creatures say in a loud voice, in a voice like thunder, come. And it says, I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow. That's a tekia. It is a covenant. Okay? He held a bow. And he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. That's the first seal is opening, is a guy on a white horse with a crown on his head riding out to conquer and conquest of what? The earth. And he's on a white horse. Who's he pretending to be? Because Jesus comes back on a white horse in Revelation chapter 19. And Jesus, when he comes back, has many crowns on his head when he comes back. So who is this guy with a crown on his head on a white horse going out to conquer and to subdue nations under himself? That's pseudo Christ. Okay? Now, is he against Christ? Yes. But he is a pretend Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's the false Messiah that's coming to bring you a utopia.
Yep.
It is not God's word. That's not what's going to happen. So for the next 3 years, what do you see? Okay. So he's bent on conquest. He's bringing the world under his power. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red. Its rider was given the power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. So now the next rider that goes out brings war upon the whole earth. He's given a sword. And now you've got this incredible war that is going on throughout the whole world, okay? Now, when the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come. And I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand, and I heard what sounded like a voice from the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wage, and three quarts of barley for a day's wage, and do not damage the oil or the wine. Now you're seeing inflation like you've never seen before. You're going to work a whole day's work to get one quart of wheat,
Okay, so now you've got inflation that is coming in, right? So now they're making it impossible for you to purchase anything. Okay, when the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the living, of the fourth living creature say, come. And I looked, and there before me was a pale horse, and its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword. I was saying a third, but it's a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, plague, and by the wild beast of the earth. I have no idea what that's happening, but this seal allows for what? Plague, famine. What's famine? Starvation. What's plagues? Disease. And what's wild beasts of the earth? I have no idea, but they are loosed upon the earth. This is during the 7-year tribulation. Now, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they maintained. Listen to me. These people are in heaven because they've been murdered because they kept the testimony of Jesus Christ. These are what the Bible calls the faithful. They faithfully kept Jesus' name as being their Savior, even in the face of death. They called out in a loud voice, how long, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told, wait a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brother who were killed as they were has been completed. So now all those people who are being murdered because they believe in Jesus Christ are going up to heaven. They're waiting under the altar. They do not join the wedding party. They wait under the altar until the rest of the people that have put their faith in Jesus, have their faith in Jesus, are killed as they have been killed. And then they're under the altar. Now, here's in verse 12. It says, I watched as he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat's hair, and the whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to the earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll. Stop. If the sky is receding like the scroll, that means somebody's about to come back. Yeah. Do you understand that? At the end, the sky recedes like a scroll, and the people can now see beyond the second heaven into the bema, which is too much for them to see. Now, listen what they say. The sky receded like a scroll, rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich and the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne. How can they see the one sitting on the throne? Because I keep telling you, the sky that we look like, that we look up at, is really just a tallit cover to keep us from seeing into the Holy of Holies, because it's too much. And if you should see that, you're going to be real scared. So it says, they called out to the mountains to fall on us and hide us from the face of one who's sitting on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. They're scared of a lamb? Oh, the Lamb is now what? the line of Judah.
Yes.
For the great day of his wrath has come. Mm-hmm. And who can stand? So now that is toward the end of the tribulation. Now, as we get into Revelation chapter 7, we're going to see the exact thing that we see in Revelation chapter 14, because what we're seeing now is the 144 are going to be taken up. Then after the 144 taken up, a harvest of the fruit that's in the earth in the tribulation is going to be taken up. Then Jesus is going to come and bring the seals and the bowls of judgment, or the trumpets and the bowls of judgment. This is the structure, but this is what God is trying to show us. This is the door that we're standing at, okay? We're standing at the door of the Antichrist being released upon the earth, going out to conquer, to bring and subdue the whole world under his control. We're looking at a fourth of the world and a war that's going to break out, that's going to kill quite a few people. Then you got the famines, disease, and pestilence that are coming upon the earth. Then it's just absolutely crazy. So what people are about to see, and then the inhabitants are those thrown out of heaven down to the earth, which is those stars, those angels that are in the second heaven being cast down. So you're going to actually see demonic spirits in the earth. Because when they ask God, how long do we have to wait here before you kill the inhabitants of the earth? They're not talking about human beings, they're talking about inhabitants, cast down spirits. How long before you destroy them?
Right.
So people in the tribulation are going to see a lot. And
that's crazy.
It's just like Kristallnacht and in 1938. There isn't a Jew there that would say, I knew that we were going to die in gas chambers, and millions upon millions of people and Jews would die of starvation and being worked to death and all of this stuff and being shot and all of the, they would have not imagined what was ahead of them. The way we can, because the scripture is telling us. It did tell them in Psalms, but they couldn't plainly see this. Revelation is the unveiling. It is the apocalyptic book, which means the unveiling. God is letting you know what's coming. And here we are at the door, hoping for a utopia and a relief check. Because we don't think that it's the 120th year, it's past the 6,000, it's past the 120th Jubilee, we're all in this thing in the same time that God is saying this is gonna happen, and we're all here, yet nobody believes that this is about to slip into tribulation. Should we just cut the book of Revelation out of the Bible and just burn it? Maybe that's what we should do, because if we just get rid of this portion, then maybe it won't happen. Maybe God, who wrote his word and said, I am watching over my word to make sure that it comes true. Mm-hmm. Imagine that you wrote something and you're carefully watching over it to make sure that it happens. That's the book of Revelation.
Yeah. 10 minutes.
So some of us are not fearful of the tribulation. Okay? Some of us don't believe that it's coming. Some people are still doing pretentious Christianity because they don't really believe that anything's ever going to really happen. They've been talking about that for years. But now we're at that time, and that's why God wanted me to know it was the 6,000th year. That's why God wanted me to know that Jerusalem was going to be claimed in 2017. God wanted me to know at what time we are living in so that people can start taking this serious.
Amen.
So in Revelation chapter 7, it says here in verse 9, it says, after I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, language, standing before the throne in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Multitudes of people are standing in heaven, of every language, tongue, every culture, and they're praising God in Jesus.
Yeah.
And it says all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell down on their face and before the throne and were worshiping God. And then we go down to verse 13, and then he says this, then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" Because God wanted you to make a distinction that these people were not the church. Because the church was already standing on a sea of glass in chapter 4 at peace. So God wants you to know there's a distinction, because we just read about the whole six seals and the end of the tribulation and the sky being rolled back. And now we're seeing these people are in heaven, and they want to know, who are these people and where did they come from? Then the elder asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation." Wait a minute. There was a great multitude that no one could count, of every nation, tribe, and language. These are those who came out of the great tribulation. All of these people refused to worship the Antichrist. Hallelujah. They said, "We would rather have our heads cut off than worship you." They were like Daniel. When you hear the music, you better bow down and worship the statue. Daniel said, "Yeah, not in this day." And so the people that are living in the tribulation, they're going to say, "No, we had relatives who left in the rapture. And we will not bow down. We would rather be headed, because now we know that our flesh is not our existence, that our eternity goes beyond here. So we would rather die than to serve you." And now he says, "These are those that came out of the great tribulation, and they are before the throne to serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger." When did they hunger? During the tribulation. "Never again will they thirst." When were they thirsty? During the tribulation. "The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat." When did that happen? During the tribulation. "The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd and will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eye." Hey, there's going to be a lot of people that come out of the tribulation. A lot of people are going to wake up. I'm going to read one more scripture in Revelation chapter 20, and we'll be done, Pastor Ben.
All right.
Revelation chapter 20, it says this in verse 4. It says this. It says, "I saw thrones which were seated, those who had been given authority, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshiped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their forehead or in their hand. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years, but the rest of the dead did not come to life till the 1,000 years were ended." You hear that? They did not worship the beast. These are people that rebelled against the system. Here we are, and we're not even in the tribulation yet,
and we got Christians waiting in line to get the vaccine for $1,500. We got Christians right now who refuse to go to church because the government told them. Mm-hmm. Not under penalty of death,
nope.
But you can't go to church because we said you can't. And you better not be singing there. And people are, and some pastors are getting arrested. They say, we would rather have church and get arrested than to come under the authority of this stupid law telling us that we can't worship God. So where is our boldness? Okay? We're not even in the tribulation. So where do they get this boldness from? The disappearance.
Right.
Where do they get this boldness that we don't have? They get it because they experience something supernatural that causes them to go, it's real.
Yep.
See, if me and Pastor Ben talking, and I know, and I'm a pastor that's been cheating on my wife and hanging out in strip clubs, and Pastor Ben's a really good Christian, they're gonna go, hey. And I see Pastor Ben disappear. I am immediately awake.
Yeah.
You understand? And this is what God is saying. The people of tribulation are going to wake up when they see us leave.
Yeah.
So for all you people that got notes on your refrigerator to let them know what's going on, don't take the mark. Don't do the vaccine. Don't do anything that they're asking you to do. Survive best you can. It'd be better for you to die and go to heaven believing in Jesus than to come under this system or worship any satanic beast. Now, out of all those people that are in heaven, the Bible says it's just a drop of all the people that are going to end up dying and end up in Hades and in the lake of fire because they decided to worship the beast. Okay? So, we're here at the door of tribulation. You don't have to believe it. The 6,000 years let me know that it was. The 120th Jubilee let me know that it was. We're in the 120th year, let me know that it was. So now all of this, the claiming of Jerusalem back to the Jews, let me know exactly what time we're living in. And now it's time for Christians to be praying, Lord, we know you're about to take us out. You are sovereign. When they had the children backed up and had them in great danger, you split the sea.
Yes.
Split the sea, Lord, and bring us across, Father God, in Jesus' name. Rescue. Hatzilanu min hara. Deliver us from evil.
Yes.
Deliver us from the big lie. Because I'm so tired of the lie. They've been having this lie going for almost a whole year now, and it's just getting to be a bigger and bigger lie. God bless you guys. Make sure that you are in prayer and that you are praying for the right thing. And the right thing is, I know, Lord, that you're coming. I want to be ready to go when the sky splits and when the trumpet blows. I want to also let my friends and family know, even though they think I'm crazy, a rapture is coming. So yeah. When I disappear, you'll know what the right thing to do. And at least I can see you later if you have the boldness to die for your faith. But you don't have to die for your faith now. You can be raptured out of here. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Pastor. Okay, so
ready? Da 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 da. I'm feeling better and a da da da. No more snot in my da da da. I'm feeling good.
Amen. Thank you, Abigail and Ryan.
Hey, Abigail, Ryan.
Okay, so hold on. First question.
Oh, I did. I received a phone call from Francis in Texas. I'll need to let her know. I'm a caller. Give her a call.
Okay. Why there is no mention of the last name of the Bible? Only the first name. don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Why there's no mention of the last name? Okay, I don't know what that means. Next question. Didn't the flood last 150 days, which is 11, like November 4th, plus 150 leads to the third day of the Passover this coming year?
When 120th year? I'm not going past the 120th year. I mean, I'm not going to go to, oh, well, we'll still be here even after the 150 days. 150 days throws us into 2021. That's past Passover of 2020.
Right.
So, yeah, that's true, but I'm not looking for 150 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the flood. That's when he got off the boat.
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about the 40 days now. You're still in the flood. But when you're talking about 150 days, you're talking about swinging into a whole nother year, into 121st year. No. And matter of fact, at the end of the 150 days, when they come off the boat, there's a guy named Nimrod who makes himself the new Antichrist of the whole world. So at the end of that, the Antichrist is about to come into the system.
Yeah.
So the 150 days does not pertain to the eight that's on the boat. The 150 days begins the reign and rule of Nimrod.
Right. Wow. Why did God allow the people in Noah's day a chance to repent if their DNA was corrupt?
Why did what?
Why did God allow the people in Noah's day a chance to repent, knowing that their DNA was
corrupt? Not all of their DNA was corrupt. The whole world wasn't corrupt in the DNA. Remember, it said that men were sinning too. It was a corruption of the DNA in the world, but not all everybody was corrupt.
Right.
All some. And so they were preaching the gospel to people, to telling them that God requires righteousness. And Noah told them, aren't you the same people that said that there's no God? It wasn't the fact that he preached. If he preaches to someone who their DNA is corrupt, they can't be saved anyway.
Right.
But if he's preaching to people and some of them aren't corrupt, their DNA hasn't been messed up, then they still didn't accept.
Amen.
So it's...
Amen. This is from Spring. Which rapture passage brings you the most comfort when feeling weary?
The one that brings me the most comfort is Thessalonians chapter 4, 17. And we who were still alive were caught up with them in the air to meet with the Lord, and so we will ever be with the Lord. Encourage one another with these words. That is my most comforting, because it lets me know, no matter where I'm at, when time to go, it's going to be time to go.
Yeah. Amen. Shalom, Pastor Sandy from Brazil.
Hey, Brazil,
have
the beautiful country.
The great conjunction in the sky happening on the 21st of December this year.
Yes.
It's the start of Bethlehem.
Yes.
It happened on the 7 BC, the year Jesus was born.
Yes. I don't know about the 7 BC, but the year Jesus was born, that star constellation happened.
Didn't you see that movie?
That was the last time. Yep. So, I don't study all that, but I realize there's a lot going on in the star constellations. There's a lot going on the earth. There's a lot telling us it's time. Okay, so since all of these signs are telling us it's time, the body of Christ should be getting ready. That's what I'm saying. Let us be ready. Let us preach the gospel. Let us be the crazy rapture people.
Yeah.
Because if we don't preach the rapture and we don't tell the people what's happening, they're going to think that the aliens came and took the bad people out of the earth.
Yeah.
So that now you don't have to deal with Christians anymore.
Amen. Pastor, this is from Yokas.
Oh, this is Yokas in Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it possible to pray for people who have already received the vaccine? Should we continue to pray for them?
I say pray for everybody, because we don't know.
That's right.
If they took it and there's a foreign DNA in there, it'll start taking root in their skin, because it's going to, the replication process will have begun inside of their skin. So now, if they have done it and there was a foreign DNA inside of that vaccine, then, and that's what's going to ruin them, then of course. I mean, but you don't really know. So our job is not to figure out who to preach the gospel to. Our job is to preach the gospel. You don't get to talk.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Do you believe people who get vaccinated will be left behind?
Yes. I believe so. I don't know. Somebody might say, I'm a born again Christian, but I got the vaccine because I still wanted to keep my job. And they know that it doesn't have a confusion of your DNA inside that vaccine. I don't know. This is what I'm saying. We don't know everything.
We just don't know.
Our job is to preach the gospel and to be ready when Christ comes. I don't know. But I'm saying this, if I were you, I would not take a vaccine, especially for a flu virus that has always existed and is nothing new.
Right.
They're still saying more people died in 2018 and 2019 than in 2020.
Really?
Of the flu.
What?
So where is it that this thing is so big that the whole world has to be shut down? So my thing is, I wouldn't be taking anyone's vaccine inside of my body at this time when you're seeing the reports of what's going on. You should say, no, I'm not doing it. But they have you trapped, because now it's to the point, if you want to travel, you're going to have a vaccine, and you're going to have a card that says that you took the vaccine, or they're putting the information inside the vaccine so that they can scan you and know that you took the vaccine. So we're at our backs are against the wall, and somebody's got to say no. I think all Christians should say no. Line us up and let us go to heaven then. But we're not going to come under your system.
Amen. Do you think Monday the 21st is a possible rapture scenario?
Yes. Absolutely. I certainly do, especially with what's going on in the stars and in the heaven and with that conjunction. Mm-hmm. Yes. Greg's out there looking like, but you know what? Minister Greg's here, but he's a part of Salt Crew.
Amen.
But he can't talk because he's not supposed to be here.
Do you think December 14th could have been a 7-day warning or source for a rapture?
I think it could have been. I'm not sure, but I think a lot of things are possible now because we haven't left yet.
Right.
And we know it's still the 120th year, and somebody's leaving in the 120th year.
Yeah.
So.
Amen. This is from Barb. Thank you. Do you think there is a need for deliverance for the whole world from the political spirit?
I think what they've done is cause confusion. And I think whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, we're attracted to confusion. We want to sit up there and watch confusion and watch fear all day long. And so I think, like I've been saying, it's not the deliverance from it. It's got to be the Christian's individual understanding that the Bible says, think upon these things, things that are lovely, things are commendable, things are, God says for us to think on positive things.
Yeah.
But if you're all day looking at, you know, 120,000 new cases, 12,000 more deaths just last night, and you know, if you're watching that all the time, you're going to have, and love and fear cannot exist in the same thing, because love is God, and fear says that God is a liar.
Yeah.
You understand? Your fear says God can't take care of you.
That's right.
So fear is completely against love. So as long as you're feeding into fear, you're saying God can't do anything for me. I'm going to feed on this.
Yeah.
But me, I'm going to feed on love, that God is able in all situations. And I'm going to think on the greatness of what's coming to the body of Christ, especially the cloud party.
Yes. Amen. In the days of Noah, it mentions that they were mixing DNA.
Yes.
How was this possible? In the days of Noah, like today in technology sense, did they have what we have today?
It's actually in the book of Jasher. Mm-hmm. That it says that the fallen angels were mixing different animals with different animals, different breeds with different breeds, and mixing the DNAs between. So they were cross-mixing different animals with different animals, okay? Now, those angels. And this made God very angry. This is in the book of Jasher. So we know that the DNA of humans got messed up because of what the angels were mixing with human, but the angels also took liberty and now to start mixing the DNA of different animals, and this made God very angry. I don't know if they have the technology, but I do know one thing. The technology to clone, the technology to insert a new DNA, all that exists right now. All you have to do is look at YouTube's 4-hour lecture, MIT lecture on recombinant DNA technology.
Amen. Could the coming Bethlehem star forming in the stars be a precursor to the Antichrist, like the original?
I think the star is a precursor to a birth of a child, of a male child, which I believe is the church.
Yes.
That's what I believe it is. That's why I'm saying that's a very important day. The star was never a sign that the Antichrist would come. The star was always a sign that a child is about to be birthed. And that's what it's showing us today.
Amen. So do you think the 21st is important to us?
The what?
The 21st is important
to us. Oh, yeah. I definitely think it's 7 days away from the 14th. Yes.
Can you be left behind for teaching false information about the end times, like we are in tribulation now, for example?
No. I want to encourage every watcher out there to be telling people that the rapture is coming. And if you say, you know what, I ate 2 donuts last night and I had a dream and the Lord showed me it's happening next week, say it. Because let them know the rapture is coming. See, these people, they want us to stop talking about the rapture. You might get left behind for talking about the rapture. You can't get left behind for talking about the rapture. They've been talking about the rapture since the time of Paul.
Yeah.
In the Thessalonians, they said, I want to tell you that the day of the Lord has not already come, but that some people have put out a false note saying that it already came. So they were talking about this then. There's always been people talking about the coming of the Lord. Nobody's missing out on salvation because they're telling you that the Lord is coming. But they want us to be, this is what Satan wants. Don't talk about it because they'll think you're crazy. And God's going to be mad at you because you missed the date. People been missing dates since Paul. There's no sin for talking about the end days and the coming of the Lord.
Amen. Last question, Pastor.
Yes.
Question. Revelation 12 and 4 is the last of the signs given at the end. I'm sorry. Revelation 12, 4 is the last of the signs given. It ends after this. I don't know.
Revelation 12, 4.
Revelation 12, 4 is the last of the signs given.
Revelation 12:4 says, then another sign appeared in the heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. His tail swept a third of the stars. Revelation 12:4 is the middle of the tribulation. His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. That's the middle of the tribulation prophecy. So that is not the last sign. That has nothing to do with us. That's something that happens in the middle of the tribulation.
Amen. That's it, Pastor.
Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you guys for joining us today. I hope you're staying ready. I hope you're telling everybody that, you know, the Lord is coming. Even if you didn't know anything about the Bible, you can watch the news and know that the Lord's coming.
Amen.
Okay? So praise God.
Amen. Pastor, we will not have we will not have any midweek service again.
Right.
So we'll have Sunday service.
Right.
But no midweek service again until the first service, until the first Wednesday and Thursday in January.
Yeah. And praise God that we don't see January.
Praise
and
God.
We're in the kingdom.
Amen. We're still here on Sunday, but for the next two midweek services, no service.
Yes. Okay, let's pray out. Thank you guys for joining us all over the world. All my folks in Texas and Ohio and Jersey, all over. So praise God for everyone joining us. I want us to stay ready, and I want us to be aware of the fact that Satan is showing his hand. Like Kristallnacht in 1938, Satan was showing his hand, and it's up to the people of God to say, the danger is right in front of us. Let's be proactive. Praise God.
Yeah, yeah.
God said to Moses and Aaron, when you see my people, make sure you bless them by telling them this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panavilecha ve'chunecha. Yi'asei panavilecha ve'yasim lekai shalom. Hallelujah.
Oh.
They don't know that sign was a benediction sign.
Like, oh.
Yeah. We think about the Star Wars or something.
Right,
but that was
right.
Originally a benediction for the people of God.
Amen.